This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Antioch Missionary Baptist Church broke ground on its new building Tuesday. The groundbreaking comes after the Inglewood Church burned down more than 2 years ago on Good Friday, the day of Christian commemoration. Since then, the congregation has been holding worship services at a local funeral home and nearby high school. Leaders project the new church project will take 18 months to complete. Government mole Danny Solis is laying out how he helped steer developers to Michael Madigan's law firm in the federal corruption trial of the ex-Illinois House Speaker. My colleague Dave McKinney reports federal prosecutors spent Tuesday morning playing more than a dozen secret recordings Solis made for the FBI. Tuesday, the focus wasn't on Solis's personally embarrassing baggage outlined in federal court Monday, but instead on the extensive efforts he made to curry political favor with Madigan. Solis did that at times with the help of Madigan's co-defendant, Michael McClain. Solis used his influence on Chicago City Council to get developers to hire the then-speaker's firm for property tax appeal work. Several of the recorded conversations were just between Solis and Madigan. And when Solis would talk about his efforts to steer developers to Madigan's firm, the then-speaker had two words. Thank you. A record-breaking more than 4 million Illinois travelers are expected to be on the move this Thanksgiving holiday season. Molly Hart is a spokesperson for the AAA in Chicago.
The uptick of travel is based on a couple of different reasons. We're seeing economic growth, declining inflation, and people's wallets are looking good.
Gas prices are expected to be lower this year and may average below $3 a gallon nationally for the first time since 2021. Hart says the vast majority of Illinois travelers will be taking to the roads to get to their destinations. She recommends getting started on your drive before 11 a.m. in the days leading up to Thanksgiving to avoid the worst congestion. A nonprofit addressing housing challenges in disinvested Chicago neighborhoods is getting a $15 million donation from philanthropist Mackenzie Scott. My colleague Anna Savchenka reports that Community Investment Corporation gives loans to South and West Side property owners to buy and fix up small apartment buildings. CEO Stacy Young says they'll use a chunk of Scott's unrestricted donation to fund a scholarship for local graduate students interested in becoming affordable housing developers.
We know that the local owners take care of the buildings because they know the blocks, they know the neighborhoods, and they're connected to the tenants.
Scott is the ex-wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, and she gifted $8 million to the nonprofit 4 years ago. Weather for today, sun, cooler, highs in the upper 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain and snow after midnight, low near 27. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of rain, snow, mix, highs in the upper 40s. You find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Wayne. Thanks for listening.